This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats, fold up your tents. It's over. It is over. The goal of keeping America closed through the election ended. It is over. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Why do I say this? I say it's over because I am in touch with the pulse of the nation. And why am I in touch? Because my team, the Kevin Jackson Show team, the Black Sphere team, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, Tea Party Community, all of the things, .org, by the way, all of the things that we are involved in, we get lots of inputs. And not just from the echo chamber. We're out asking people questions, taxi drivers, bus drivers, pilots, you name it. And when they open up to you, they tell you the truth. See, what happens with these leftists who want to do these polls, these formal polls, they get people tell them what they think they want to hear, I think. In many cases, we don't even get hit. But what happens when you go up and you're having a casual conversation with somebody? I was having a casual conversation with a dude the other day, and he thought, you know, I could sense that he thought I was a Democrat. And we were chit-chatting or whatever, and I said, well, as a supporter of the president, I go, blah, blah, blah. And at that point, it was like he got the secret decoder ring to say, well, I too support the president. Because you couldn't tell. But he felt safe. And once I revealed who I was, and he was like, wink, wink, now. And it's funny. Back in 2016, there was this undercurrent of, you know, I can't tell you who I'm voting for, but are you a Trumpster? And I'm like, and I was boisterous about it because I wanted people to know. I wanted to be a beacon, a radiate, a light, a shining light on the hill for those who were afraid. So I was boisterous about it. Yes, I support the president, right? Well, in letting this guy wink, wink, know, hey, I support the president, because I'm not going to hold back. If you support Obama, if you like idiocy, if you're a freaking moron, I'm happy to tell you I'm smarter than you are. I mean, I don't have to be the smartest guy in the room, but if it's only us two, and you are an Obama supporter, or you like Pelosi or Schumer or what the Democrats are doing, I'm looking at the idiot, right? So I don't have any problem. Yes, I support. And it's funny because you can watch them. They cower once you start coming over the top. Like, what? How could you possibly compare Donald Trump to Barack Obama? That weak-kneed sissy had us imprisoned all over the world economically and in a host of other ways. You know, I mean, if you just give them the facts, they cower. But boy, when you find one, you know, a person that's kind of giving you I try to stay out of politics, and when they try to seem neutral, when you find those people, I can practically guarantee you they're Trump supporters. I'm not kidding. I've done it enough. My staff has done it enough. So we outnumber them. I don't care what they can try to fool. Maybe they fooled you. They don't fool me with their public. Donald Trump has dropped 6 points since yesterday. I'm like, whatever. Shut up. I could give you 50 reasons without looking at notes or talking to anybody as to why Donald Trump will win in 2020. All you need to do is stay steady with what you're doing. And you're going to watch Donald Trump get reelected, no problem. No problem at all. So, anyway, there's another clue. This clue is more about, it sort of deals with Donald Trump, but it has to deal more with why the Democrats can fold up their tents. And it has to do with the 21 states that protested recently. And this includes California, Kate. Right. Protesters were not focused on Republican-only states. In other words, voters like you and me, maybe you're in a, quote, safe state like Texas. You didn't go, well, we'll come out in Texas because we got our guns with us and all that. No, 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 no. In California, Kate, Republicans came out in droves. And they said, you know what, Gavin Newsom, screw you. come give us tickets. So thousands of people, it was funny, one report said hundreds of people protested. It wasn't. One of my friends was there. He said, nice try, whatever station it was covering. He goes, there were thousands. It was not hundreds. Now, look, California is a big state. They got millions and millions of people, mostly illegals at this point. But I'm not telling you thousands is an indicator for it, but thousands of people saying, Gavin Newsom, we don't care what you say. We're coming out. And then in 21 states, including Oregon, Washington, the state of Arizona where I live, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Delaware, and Maine. Hey, any of those strike a bell as battleground states? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So protest in all these states. Now, you can't blame President Trump for playing king because he told the governor, set your own rules. And in 21 states, the people spoke to their governors and said that the Chinese Wuhan virus quarantine needs to come to an end immediately or we will start defying you. Now, what happens when thousands become tens of thousands, become hundreds of thousands, become millions who say, look, we're going back to work. We're doing stuff. The underground economy kept working, by the way. This is what's really interesting to me when you think about it from a purely economic point of view. The black market kept working. The black market doesn't give a crap about the quarantine, the Wuhan virus, any pandemic that the left wants to create. Sex slaves were still sex slaves. Prostitutes were still prostituting. Drug dealers were still selling drugs. In fact, they were selling more than ever under the quarantine. People were still getting mugged. Homes were still getting robbed. People were ripping people off via computer and all that because the black market doesn't stop for quarantine or anything. But do you think the leftists cared about that? No. Houston mayor, listen, criminals, you really need to stay home and you stop criminalizing during this period. You can come out and criminalize after the fact, and we will condone it then. But we do not condone your criminalization while we are under quarantine. And the criminals are looking at you like, man, please. Let me tell you what criminals are doing. Criminals are going, these businesses are now no longer open. Police are... Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I can't get into the criminal's mind. Were there more police, less police? Were they deployed in a particular area? What? You know? What were they doing? But here's what I can tell you. The activity of the criminals did not stop. Whatever they do, they kept doing. Because criminals don't rest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was a 21-state protest in leftist states, in battleground states, and I'm going to tell you that some of these states, it was Republican governors. Arizona's got a Republican governor, Governor Ducey, right? Indiana's got a Republican governor, Governor Holcomb, Missouri, Governor Parsons, but many of these states have Democrat governors. In fact, most of them were these 21 state protests took place, where citizens of the United States said, we aren't worried about what the federal government says. The president does not represent us. Our governors do not represent us. We are the people. We are the ones in control. We put you there. We can take you out. And we are protesting in these states. And they're putting a warning out. We are going back to work. This Wuhan nonsense is going to end. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, talking about the 21-state protest and its impact and why the Democrats can roll up their tents. Roll them up. Bill Maher even said to the Democrats, he said, if you keep fudging these statistics and trying to play people for fools as you play with their livelihood, you are guaranteeing the election of Donald Trump. And for the record, I firmly believe that many of the leftists that talk smack publicly against Donald Trump, they do it because it makes them money. Behind the scenes, they are so happy this man is bringing back their stock portfolios. The stock market has regained half of its value since it hit the rock bottom at the time of the Chinese Wuhan. It's regained half its value. So the market is coming back, and it will roar back. Donald Trump predicted it will roar back. Let me tell you why it's going to roar back. Then I'll get back onto these black market criminals. It's going to roar back because the United States government pumped unnecessary money into the economy. Now, there are people and businesses that need it, no question. Neiman Marcus, I heard, filed for bankruptcy. A venerable company like that filed for bankruptcy. They'll come out of it. Somebody will buy them. You know, that's the way it works. Don't worry whether it stays Neiman or it becomes Bergdorf's. Somebody will absorb that. That's the way the market is. The Chinese Wuhan essentially separates the wheat from the chaff. If you're not strong enough, if your company wasn't strong enough to survive, that's it. Now, who do you blame? You blame the Chinese and you blame the people who shut you down. You know who's now taking credit for this? The Democrats. We not only wanted to shut you down, we want to keep you shut down. And in 21 of America's 50 states, and don't worry about the number.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, at least 29 that didn't protest.
At least 29 that said, we are monitoring things, and our governors better already be making plans. Don't feel bad. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that number. 21 states, including California, Kate, and Oregon. I'm surprised Massachusetts wasn't on the list because they got a problem, too. So all these states have to go back to work. Many of them were battleground states. And let me tell you, the governor, I don't know who the governor of Pennsylvania is off the top of my head. I should. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Michigan's Pritzker, I think her name is. No, it's not. Pritzker is Illinois. Anyway, Illinois, Democrat governor. Michigan, Democrat governor. All of them got to say, we're going back to work. Let me tell you, South Dakota's governor, I've met her, and her daughter, amazing woman, beautiful too. She said South Dakota is going back to work now. They're already back. Governor Abbott of Texas, going back to work now. We're going back. Well, forget it. Texas is going back to work. So you got, but the people have said, they're demanding it. This is no longer Trump's deal. Now, who has the banner of, no, we shouldn't go back to work. We're going to stay back. It's too dangerous. The Democrats playing a dangerous game. We're not going to go back. You shouldn't go back to work. More people are going to die. Well, let me tell you this, what people have realized. More people are going to die anyway. Grandma died in the nursing home because she was 93, not because of coronavirus. There was a coronavirus meme that was hysterical. It shows a shot of a great white coming out of the water, and it's CNN breaking news. Man eaten by shark dies from coronavirus. Pelosi blames Trump. Hysterical when you just think about it from the joke perspective. Whoever came up with it is obviously of a mindset like mine, but so true. People are tired of these fake statistics, and as I said earlier, Bill Maher recognizes it. Bill Maher is talking to his liberal friends, and he's going, you know, what do you guys think? And they're like, man, we got to get back to this. This is crazy. We're not making movies. We're not making any money. And not enough people are dying for this thing for it to be considered a pandemic. He's hearing it all in these Hollywood cocktail parties and Skype sessions or whatever the heck they're doing, you know, because they're having these virtual cocktail parties. But let me tell you, Bill Maher is, I don't think anything about this guy, but occasionally he gets it right. And on this one, he did. But what I was saying is the black market, in the previous segment, the black market does not take a break. The black market went on. All the illicit things that were happening, the insider trading by congressmen, people have been profit taking during this thing, and that market's been going great. But you have been suffering. People you know have been suffering. And so this fallout from this thing has got people very angry. The economy took this temporary downturn, and I asked people, how many people died when they watched their stock gains during the Trump era get wiped away in less than a week? We're not going to know that number. But adding insult to injury, Democrat pundits continually during this time were predicting the next recession, the coming depression, and they all knew their predictions were politically motivated. It was wishful thinking at best to think that an economy built on bringing back massive manufacturing jobs, pumping $2 trillion of tax cut relief back into the economy every year, was going to suffer, and a guy who was willing to work on trade policy that actually benefits America. But, oh no, you know, it's gloom and doom. Who tries to demoralize you? Fellow citizens, let me give you the quick answer. Bullies. Bullies want to demoralize you. And that's what the leftists are. They're bullies, pure and simple. Leftists bullied governments into a shutdown that created 33 million unemployed people. Then these same bullies warned against opening the economy, even having the facts about the Chinese Wuhan virus being less deadly and less virulent than they said it was. And while many of these job losses are temporary, some are going to be permanent. See, some of these businesses will not recover, and they're never going to rehire employees. So what does unemployment breed? Lots of ancillary issues, depression, spousal abuse, all those ticked up. Additional anxiety with not being able to pay your bills. Some people became, you know, drove them to alcoholism or drug abuse. Some people's final act was to commit suicide. That number went up. All these indicators increased during the time of the Chinese Wuhan, and the Democrats will not take credit for it. Children impacted because schools closed. The pious, the religious impacted because churches were closed. The government suspended Americans' First Amendment rights, folks, over a lie, over a hoax. Got to take a short break, and we'll come back and reveal the real issue.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, confirms a deal is done on a small business aid package.
There is a deal that is done, but we didn't have to be here. We waited 2 weeks ago. We said this money was going to run out.
McCarthy blames Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, for delaying a bill.
Nancy Pelosi has stopped it. Thursday we'll get the new unemployment numbers. That's going to be Pelosi's unemployment. She did not have to do this. This is a program that worked better than any program we've seen.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did actually tell CNN's Anderson Cooper that she did hold up the package because she wanted data on how that money was being spent. A man accused of attacking a full room of people at a Hanukkah celebration with a machete last December in New York has been deemed to be unfit to stand trial for hate crime charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As governors across the country continue to make plans to reopen their state, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced a Reopen Florida task force. The group will be tasked with coming up with safe ways to reopen the state as stay-at-home orders are due to expire. The Republican governor credits Floridians for being able to make this move.
Got to give credit to the people of Florida. You go back 6 weeks, everybody, particularly in the Acela media, was saying Florida was going to be worse than New York. If you look at what's happened, that's not true. People said our hospitals were going to be overrun. We've actually increased hospital bed space and ICU bed space during the pandemic. Florida's flattened the curve. People have done a great job. And I think I think we understand that you can do both. You can continue to fight COVID-19, but also get people back to work and have society function again.
And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo meeting at the White House with the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You should have warned them the virus was spreading like wildfire through the month of February instead of holding rallies with thousands of people. Why did you wait so long
to warn them?
And why did you not have social distancing until March 16th?
Who are you with?
I'm Lee Jeff Jang with CBS News.
So, if you look at what I did in terms of cutting off or banning China from coming in.
Chinese nationals. But by the way, not Americans who are also
nice cities, just relax. We cut it off. People were amazed. These gentlemen, everybody was amazed that I did it. We had 21 people in a room. Everybody was against it but me. Dr. Fauci said, had I not done that, perhaps tens of thousands, and maybe much more than that, people would have died. I was very early, very, very early, and we just saw, you saw Bret Baier making a statement. They had a debate well into February, and not even mentioned, it wasn't even mentioned, the Democrats. We were very early. Oh, I'm the president, and you know what I just did? And you know what I just...
And by the way, when you issued the ban, the virus was already here.
Okay, and you know how many people, when I issued the ban, how many cases of virus were in the United States when I issued the ban? Do you know the number? How many cases? Remember I said one person. How many cases were here when I issued the ban?
Do
you have to do your research? How many?
I did my research. On the 23rd of March, you said you knew this was going to be a pandemic.
Can I tell you what? I did know it. I did know it. All I have to do is look. Anybody knew it. Are you ready? How many cases were in the United States when I did my ban? How many people had died in the United States?
So do you acknowledge that you didn't think...
Keep your voice down, please. Keep your voice down.
Did you not...
How many cases were in the United States? I did a ban where I'm closing up the entire country. How many people died?
And that's a fair point.
How many people died in the United States? And yet I closed up the country, and I believe there were no deaths, zero deaths at the time I closed up the country. Nobody was there. And you should say thank you very much for good judgment.
God, I love President Trump, man. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about the 21 state protests. This woman right here, we from CBS, is a perfect indicator of why 21 states protested. She's lying. Donald Trump says, how many people had died when I shut down the country? If I shut it down so late, how many people had died? She won't give an answer. But do you know? You know the answer. Many people out there are going, wait a minute. Joe Biden said he wouldn't have shut the country down. If you're paying attention, you're seeing what these leftists will do. This is media. She's supposed to be looking for answers. But she's not. She's there with an agenda. Luckily, we expose this, and I know you're smart enough. I know the audience that listens to my show. By the way, 844-551-8255 if you want to ring us up. But whether you call during the show or you call after hours, we still listen to your messages. I just want you to know that. So call anytime you want. But anyway, this woman wants you to believe that Donald Trump is guilty of killing more people. Trump says, look, more people would have died. I don't know how many, but I saved lives because I stopped it. I nipped it in the bud. But boy, the Democrats don't want you to believe that. They got a narrative out there, and that's why you protested. 21 states across this country said enough is enough. And that's a beautiful thing for the president because he's saying, hey, it isn't me. 21 states, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people protested and says, open this country up. Many of these governors that, you know, from California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, etc., there were 21 battleground states, states where Democrat governors will not be in office the next go around. They're going, we got to do something. I told you guys, the first states to start to open, revitalize their economies fast. Do you think they're not getting pressure from these Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies saying, we want to open? We've got to open. How many businesses do you want to fail? How many people do you want struggling in your country? When does it become you're concerned about the people?
Oh, we don't want, if we could just save one life.
Well, you can't. There's 7-point-something billion people on this earth, and I'm going to make you a bet. None of them will be saved. You will all die. We will all die. This is the way it is. It sucks to look at yourself and think, God, I feel like I'm giving so much to the world, and I feel like I'm in my peak or whatever you may be going through. Well, I'm okay. Whatever you're going through, let me give you something to think about, people. You are going to die. If you're in the peak, like Payne Stewart, SMU alumni, golfer, you know, guy. I love Payne Stewart from my alma mater. And in the prime of his career, airplane into a mountain. Coronavirus. Chinese Wuhan killed him. How many deaths are we going to credit to them going back decades? So we're all going to die. You're not going to save any lives. We're all dying. We're all going to die of something. And it could be something as benign as the flu, or it could be something as just insidious. It's cancer. But we're all dying. And you can't save us all. So this excuse that leftists are using, people are sick of it. Get us out of the house, man. And let me tell you, you can bet there are leftists who want out. Just as they want out worse than you do because you can survive. You have things to do. You beautify your home. You work in the garden. You love spending time with your family and your children. You know, your husband, their wives, and your children. You love this. Leftists don't. Absolutely not. So, you know, this protest has gone on. I talked about the bullies, the stress of the job. But there's all these other issues that are at play. The hoax of the pandemic, aside from what it did to people in terms of their lives, you know, the stock portfolios and their jobs, and they're exhausting their savings, and they no longer have contact with family and friends, and they can't go to church, and their kids are not in school. I mean, it has been disruptive, and the numbers don't add up. They've never added up. And this is what's been disturbing to many people. I talk about this a lot because if it is a legitimate pandemic and we can do what we can by distancing ourselves, I'm all for it. In the time of the bubonic plague, for example, I would have been all over this. I would have said, hey, look, don't come to my house, Mr. Pizza Man. In fact, I don't even want it. I'll grow my own veggies. You know, whatever. I could get it when you have something that wipes out a quarter of the population of the world or something like that. Stay away. But when you have a flu, I keep going back to that time when Michael Jordan played basketball with the flu. Everybody knew. This is a disease that kills, 50,000 people in America every year, anywhere from a quarter million to 500 million worldwide every year, and it was a big deal that Michael was going to play with the flu. Every player who was going to be in the game knew Michael Jordan had the flu. Every of the 50,000 fans in the arena, they all knew Michael Jordan had the flu. He was going to be huffing and puffing up and down the court, and he went and played. Nobody shut down anything. Now we got, oh, we're going to play soccer with no fans. We're going to open up the baseball season with no fans. And what they said, sunlight will kill it. Don't tell that to the common sense leftists that don't exist, by the way. But there's a bigger thing, folks, that is what you should be thinking about in this whole scenario of 21 states protesting. Thousands in locations. Tens of, possibly hundreds of thousands in all 21 states. I don't know the numbers. I just know this. They defied their governors. Every single person that stood out there in their cars, not wearing masks, whatever, violating social distancing, they were all willing to defy their governor. But the biggest issue, in case you weren't paying attention, is what didn't occur at these rallies. You want to know what it was? There was no violence. Not any violence. Democrats either couldn't get their thugs together quickly enough, or maybe, just maybe, nobody wanted to go after people who were demanding their rights to be free. Where was Antifa? Oregon is one of the states where people were rallying, saying, we're defying the governor. Where was Antifa to beat these people down? They didn't come out. Maybe these people knew something I didn't know. Maybe these Oregonians or Oreganos or whatever they are were armed, but nobody came out. Yeah, maybe people are happy that Donald Trump wants to get this country back and that people are finally demanding their rights. Isn't that what Antifa is supposedly all about? It's going to be Trump's biggest win ever. You're going to find out millions of people support him, including Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And the reason that we're in the crisis that we are today is not because of anything that China did. It's not because of anything the WHO did. It's because of what this president is.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Senator Chris Murphy. Do I need to tell you he's a Democrat, a leftist? Don't blame China for the virus. So what had originated there? That's got nothing to do with anything. Don't blame China. Blame Trump. It's become their mantra, right? Blame Trump. You think that's going to work? Do you really believe that's going to impact people? Or do you think that come November, when the stock market, and I've made a bet that it will be back at 29,000 in November. It's at 24,000 and something. I mean, it's still jockeying, right? But it was down to the high 18.9 or something like that. Not quite down to Obama era when he finished. But down substantially. And it's gone from roughly 19,000 back to 24,000. That's a gain of 5. It's halfway back. And we're not even through the crisis.
And now you get money pumped into the economy that a lot of people really don't need. It's pumped into the economy. What's going to happen? Well, guess what? That money's going to go to work. It's forced to go to work. People like to spend. People got to play catch up on bills and so on and so forth. Anyway, Donald Trump made an interesting move recently that I say is the first step to him going after compensation from China. Here's an article. Trump suggests reevaluating relationship with China as top doctor debunks regime's data. President Trump suggested on Saturday that he would reevaluate the United States relationship with China after the outbreak of the CCP virus, Chinese Communist Party virus, commonly known as the novel coronavirus. This is an Asian guy writing this. I don't know why he called it the CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus. Here's what the president said. Our relationship with China was good until they did this. Look, we just made a trade deal with China. It's going to have to buy $250 billion a year in our products, $40 to $50 billion from the farmers. Then all of a sudden you heard about this. This is what he told the White House Coronavirus Task Force. The question was asked, would you be angry at China? The answer might be a very resounding yes, but it depends. Was it a mistake that got out of control? Or was it done deliberately? In either event, they should have let us go in. Wow. Look, I'm going to tell you, this is diplomatic speak for you own this, China. Right now, we should be getting our trade back in line with where it was before. But we're not. You haven't taken on that $250 billion that was going to help with the trade imbalance. We have a $375 billion deficit in trade with China. You haven't taken that on. You were supposed to be helping our farmers. You're hurting our farmers. We're pouring out milk. This Chinese conglomerate decided he wasn't going to give us pork. I don't know if you guys saw this. And I could go on. So the president's going, wait a minute, something's fishy here. Now the Democrats are all supportive of China. They don't even want to call it a Chinese Wuhan virus. This writer, his name is Alan Zhang. Alan Zhang. And Alan says that it's the CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus. I have never seen that written anywhere. I don't know why he decided to do it. So the president said, we asked to go into China so we could help, so we could take our best virologist, send them there, and we all study this thing together. Isn't that what the WHO is about? Hey, we've got a pandemic. Let's get all of our scientists together. Let's make sure it doesn't spread. Let's do everything we can to make sure this goes the right way. And what does China do? No, you can't come in. And then our economy goes into triage. I'm telling you what's about to happen. The president is effectively saying to China, you are going to pay for this. They said the UK Foreign Secretary and Acting Prime Minister Dominic Raab said that Britain's relationship with Beijing will no longer be, quote, business as usual. Britain's former secretary speaks at the Daily Coronavirus News Conference at 10 Downing Street in London. He says there absolutely needs to be a very, very deep dive after the event and review of the lessons, including of the outbreak of the virus. I don't think we can flinch from that at all. Now, while the president's really trying to get to the bottom of this, you know what the Democrats, the leftists, the devils are doing here in America? They want to investigate, did he act quickly enough? Is there something that we can try to impeach him for over this? Maybe he colluded with the Chinese by way of the Russians, by way of the Ukrainians, for all we know, right? Anyway, the guy goes on and says, when asked if there would be a reckoning with Beijing after the crisis ends, Rob, who is standing in for the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as he recovers from the CCP virus. That's what this guy calls it. There's no doubt we can't have business as usual after this crisis. We'll have to ask the hard questions about how it came and how it could have been stopped earlier. They said the CCP virus, which causes the disease COVID-19, has been linked to at least 159,000 global deaths infected over 2.3 million people, blah, blah, blah. The numbers are considered inaccurate because of a lag in the data by the government, as well as significant underreporting of known cases and deaths by the regime ruling mainland China. There are over 732,000 confirmed cases with 38,000 deaths in the U.S., the data shows. That's absolutely BS data as well. So they go on to talk about the number of deaths that are occurring in Belgium and Spain and the mortality rates, etc., for Italy and France and the United Kingdom and the Netherlands and so on. And they said China's mortality rate, which was singled out with an asterisk, is suspiciously low at 0.33. So here's what China's trying to say. This is what this guy's alluding. He's saying, China is saying, no, we don't have this number of deaths. You must be fudging your numbers. Your numbers can't be right. We aren't responsible for all of your deaths. In case you hadn't picked up on that, that's what's happening. China is going, no, no, no. We contained whatever was in our area, and now it's rolled off, and we don't have any more deaths. Our deaths are so low, they're hardly measurable. You must have something else that's killing your people. And let me tell you, de Blasio and all these people that are faking the number of deaths here in the U.S., that's not helping. Because China's going to say, wait a minute, we heard that you declared 3,700 people to have this virus that didn't have it. They died in their homes. This is their case in the international court. And the leftists are helping them. Because if we knew every coronavirus death and we said, look, you killed 33,000 people, that's the actual count. We have the death certificates. This is why they died. And you impacted our economy for this much money, and we're going to get it back. You'd have a case. But how do you have a case when they keep lying about the numbers? Because that's what the leftists are doing. They're lying about it. So here's what Burks said. She says, I put the China data there so you could basically see how unrealistic these numbers can be. President Trump points to an infographic during a press briefing with members of the White House CCP virus task force and talks about, you know, the same thing that Burks was talking about. So here's what I will tell you. The president is setting up for China. Here's your bill. We figured it out. We know about how many people died from this virus. We know about what you've cost us by not allowing us to go ahead and implement these trade deals. And I can only think that the Chinese are trying a stall tactic. Let's wreck the U.S. economy. It wrecks their own, but they're communists. They can figure it out. They'll just go kill 2 million people. Who'll know? So let's wreck the economy. Let's make things difficult for Donald Trump. And the longer we can push this thing out, the longer we have as a possibility that a Democrat gets elected. Somebody like Demented Joe, Captain Demento. If he gets elected, he's not going to do anything. In fact, he's a friend of ours. Have you seen the commercials with Joe Biden in China? His son is still on the board of a Chinese corporation. Even with the optics that are on Joe Biden, can you imagine if Donald Trump Jr. was on the board of a company while he was embroiled in the midst of all this controversy? Of course you can. You can't even fathom that. Because you know the Democrats would be all over Trump. Gotta leave it there.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.